I'm Ron Crowe. Sign for the Daily Market Wrap this Monday, April 22, 2024. Asian markets opened the new trading week higher, with investors shrugging off blues on Wall Street after tech stocks there saw their worst week since a pandemic-induced crash in 2020. Equities in the region also reacted to China, leaving its one-year and five-year loan prime rates unchanged. Here at home, Philippine shares finished flat on Monday as investors continue to closely watch developments on the war in the Middle East.
While there has been a flight to safety type of trade that's very short-term, I think, or very reactive to the geopolitical risk that's taking place, but for a more strategic, with a more strategic standpoint, I think the view is still very much intact around trend growth, at least for the global economy, coming down of inflation, and easier monetary policy. We think that at least for the second quarter, it's going to be a range between 6,200, 6,700. Okay. Nothing too exciting.
In corporate stories, Megawide further swings to profitability. It posted a 269 million pesos in profit in 2023, reversing the 1.9 billion peso net loss the year before that. Revenues climbed to 18 billion pesos as Edgar Saavedra's construction firm saw improvement across all segments. In first quarter earnings, Atlas Mining's net income climbed to half a billion pesos. This was higher by 113% year on year. Atlas says this was mainly due to higher revenue and improved milling output from operations of its unit, Carmen Copper. Next to Premium Leisure Corporation, its net income down by more than half year on year, accounting for lower return on both assets and equity. PLC, whose parent Belcorp is eyeing to delist it from the stock exchange, also saw lower revenues of 540 million pesos. Also from the SM Group, BDO secured shareholders' approval for the lender's merger with SM Capitalland. The C family's banking arm says it met the required two-thirds vote among owners of its outstanding capital stock during its shareholders' meeting last Friday. BDO is the surviving entity of the merger, which is still subject to regulatory approvals. The bank previously shelled out over 8 billion pesos to buy out SM Capitaland shares from Singapore's Keppel Group, its partner operator of the Podium Complex in Ortigas. And that's it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest.